Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is luxury healing, baby. Luxury healing means that we mind the business that pays, right? I'm not going to be out here spending a bunch of money on things that are just going to make me sad and I'm going to have buyer's remorse. I'm going to spend the money on things that make me feel good, people that, you know, make me feel good and go in places that make me feel good and continue that resonance. Living is a luxury. Don't you think? When we're talking about luxury healing, some of us didn't even make it to hear this show. So I think that we all need to be cognizant of the fact that just to be living is a luxury. So when we talk about luxury healing, it's not always going to be cute. It's not always going to be free. Healing costs money. You think jail don't cost money? And when you're in an unhealed space and you go to jail, that costs money. You know, when you're in an unhealed space and you're doing things, you know, to your kids, or you're not paying your child support, or you're not paying your dues in the community, those things in the end will cost you money. That's a luxury that a lot of us don't have.
Right, y'all. I am here, and it is going to be a bit of not what you thought. So today is Soulful Saturday. It is May 7th, 2022. I'm sorry that I have not been on, and it looks like damn near 3 months. My apologies. You know, I've been going through some things and been handling some business, so I have not been able to really be on air like that. I have some things brewing and some things that have been brewing, and I needed to handle business with that. So my apologies again. I looked on there, and I didn't realize that it had been that long. And so, unfortunately, you know, things suffer when you're going through something, and I'm no different. I am mortal most times. So we're going to get right into the thick of it. So right now I am making a post. So y'all can come with it. Y'all do know that a couple years ago I did a post on Kevin Samuels. And it was, I think it was favorable. I think it was in good taste. And this show will be no different. Death is a great equalizer. I think that when people say things like, you know, this person didn't deserve to die or nobody deserves to die, I don't think that that's true. I think that's just something nice that we say. I didn't know Kevin. What I did know of him, you know, I don't know that he deserved to die. But what I do know is this. I do know that I was given the news early on the morning of May 5th, you know, that reports were saying that he was found unresponsive in his apartment. I have told y'all long and I have told y'all hard before to beware of following people and of listening to people that you don't want to be like or that you don't want to mimic or that you don't envision yourself as them. So if I'm going to listen to what another woman has to say, she would likely have to be in a position that I would want to be in, right? So that means that she may not live in the house that I would want her to live in, that I would want to live in, but she would have to be living in a house. She may not have the man that I would want, but she would be with a man, okay? So I'm not going to listen or idolize anybody that is not living what they're kicking or living in a space that I want to mimic, okay? So let's just start there. And so my stance on that is unwavered. So I didn't have a lot of false idols growing up because the only person I really wanted to be like when I grew up was my mother or my aunties. I didn't have, you know, a Beyonce that I wanted to grow up and be like because Beyonce is a fiction, you know, in my mind would have been a fictional person. And it's not that I couldn't have achieved, you know, what Beyonce had. It's just that that would have never crossed my mind because I would want to be something that was attainable, something that was a little bit closer to my DNA. So perhaps a lot of you don't remember the show about Kevin Samuels. So the reason that I put in there in the tagline is that some of you are sick and some of you are abusive about this situation is, let me be very clear. I'm not talking to black women. I'm not. Okay? Those of you that are sick are the people that are telling black women that we should have some respect. No, the fuck they shouldn't. No, they should not. It's an equalizer. It just means that things stop in this realm. It means that they will no longer have to call a show to be ridiculed, to be told they are fat, to be told they are nothing, to be told that they are just used as cum receptacles to bear children. It will mean that they don't have to subject themselves to that level of abuse. Did I agree with some things he said? Absolutely. I had no idea that man was 56 years old. He is damn near a pawpaw status. He's a peepaw status. Okay, here's a pep status. So you are listening to a man of pawpaw status tell you, someone 2 decades younger, how to find women that don't exist anymore or who were professional women that didn't have to work. So it all goes back to the lack of the divine masculine being in the home. Statistically, that didn't make sense. The type of woman that he is talking about does not exist anymore because of the absence of the males in the home. He never talked about that. He never told you about that. Okay? Your grandmothers, when they say, oh, you know, the women of our grandmothers, they don't exist anymore. You know, do we really call that love or do we call that tolerance? Or did we call that they didn't have a choice? Okay? A lot of what churches and what our grandmothers, not so much grandmothers, but maybe great grandmothers had to endure was not love. It was endurance. It was lack of education. Okay? It was they didn't have a choice. The men went out and worked. The women stayed home and had nothing left to do but rear the children and take care of the home. You are sick if you think that black women should not drag this man for filth. And I just feel like he wouldn't have wanted it. His sass and zest suggests he wouldn't have wanted it any other way. He would want these black women to continue to drag him for filth because this is what he told you that they would do. Why would they switch up now and show him any level of grace and mercy? Do you know how many of those women probably got off the phone with them and maybe damn near tried to overdose or kill themselves, you know? No, because we don't have a stat for that. I watched him 2 years ago tell a woman she was nothing, she was average at best, and granted, I agreed with him. She was not all that, she wasn't. And someone had to tell her, but it didn't need to be him. He was not the object of her desire. I blame you niggers. I do. Telling these broads, you know what, you know, your stretch marks looking like lightning bolts on your stomach, I don't like that shit. Maybe somebody does, but I don't. And I'm only fucking with you because my self-esteem is low right now. And the minute that I find a bitch that I feel is going to treat me better, and when my money get right, I'm leaving your ass. That sounds like a better conversation. My self-esteem is low, so I love at the level of my self-esteem. That sounds like a better conversation. I'm slumming right now, okay? Kevin Samuels basically was a dream killer. He told men that they were not high value if they did not make a certain income. He was correct. And then come to find out he died in an apartment that we find out is not in his name. And I don't want to hear the conspiracy theories that the motherfucker might have had a mansion somewhere and Buckhead and all this other shit. The motherfucker was not living what he kicked. Okay? You do not get to rest in peace. I hope he rests well. But what I'm saying is that you have a legacy, and his legacy was harming black women. You are sick if you think that those same black women should be up frying fish for him to bury him, starting GoFundMes to bury him. Where was the grace and mercy for these same women that maybe had some cholesterol issues or some diabetes issues or weren't taught to eat properly because they live in food deserts because they didn't have proper, you know, training or coaching or counseling because their fathers left and their father's fathers left. Where was that conversation? It wasn't had. So we are expected, once again, to be the champions for black men. But black men couldn't be the champions for black women and stick up for us when this man was, you know, systematically tearing down black women and running up on black women in malls, videotaping them without their knowledge, and making them feel less than. So why should black women, and I'm not one of the people that's tearing them down. I couldn't care less about the man. I stopped watching him when I saw him hanging up on women the way that I do people all the time. And I'm a woman. I had ovaries. I gave birth. So, you know, that's typical for me to do something like that because I'm feminine. So y'all are sick that you want women to show some compassion, and I don't recall this man showing any. He showed compassion for prostitutes, whores, and women that were aesthetically pleasing to him. While he put an ultra perm in his hair, while he degraded people, and while he told black men that they were broke, and he literally was part of the belt buckle clan. Okay? This is a man who literally duped y'all out of money. He was no different than a pickup artist, you know, clan, who duped y'all out of money as a lifestyle coach, which what even is that? And he didn't have much lifestyle to speak of. Is this your king? This is who you chose to listen to. And now y'all are starting the conspiracy theories that he disrespected nurses. I didn't know about that. The irony is that the very thing that he loathed the most is what killed him. Didn't we just see this with the case with the white girl that killed the black dude who also disrespected black women, and you guys wanted black women to have some sort of compassion for the kid? The irony of his name was Christian Toby. I mean, why don't we just go and start a Root sequel right now? The irony of that goddamn name. So now we're talking about people saying, oh, well, he was wealthy. Where? You're not wealthy if you don't have the love or the support of your family. You're not. You're just money rich. You're not wealthy if you don't have respect of people that look like you. So although I respected a lot of things he said, he comes from a very different era. Like I said, the man was almost at retirement age and had nothing. You didn't even have a next of kin to notify, which is why it took them so long to identify the body. Imagine being dead and nobody can identify the body but a woman that knew you for 2 days. Imagine that was your last moment. And then now y'all want to start pulling out things like, oh, he had cancer. A lot of people had cancer. A lot of the women he spoke to had cancer. Did that stop him from telling them that they shouldn't wear wigs? No, he didn't ask why they wore a wig. He just talked about them. You're sick if you think that black women, nurses, women over 35, women that have multiple children, the leftovers that he just talked about the other day, should have compassion and not speak when this man was so full of life to speak about them. That's where y'all are wrong. Just because somebody died doesn't mean you stop dragging them for filth about the shit that they said when they was here. Are y'all going to stop dragging Bill Cosby when he dies? No. You're going to talk about the fact that he got convicted of this and convicted of that. That's what y'all do because y'all are sick. Okay? You're not going to talk about how the Cosby Show was the longest running black television show of its time and how it propelled actors and actresses and this and that. You're not going to talk about that. That's just the way that black people are hardwired, right? We're going to talk about all the negativity because it's sick. Okay? You want black people to embrace the spirit of death as if the spirit of death itself stop someone's legacy from the hatred of black women. And it was a black woman on the weekend of Mother's Day, your own mother, that had to come identify you. The irony of it all, right? So what you speak into existence, the universe does not know not, can't, won't, hate, all that. It just knows what you keep telling it. And then now y'all want to say that it's a conspiracy and Illuminati. This nigga wasn't important for the Illuminati to be bothered with him. Jesus Christ. Like, so the Illuminati live in apartments? No, I had no idea. Off, what is it, East Paces Road in Atlanta? I didn't know. Okay? You guys got to start watching. You guys were better suited doing self-affirmations in the mirror than to run around listening to somebody who was very wounded. I would bet dollars to donut the mother was the one that wounded him. And he held a deep-seated level of hurt and pain towards her. But that don't give you a pass to treat everybody else wrong. He talked about larger-scale black women, the big Shirleys of America. He ran up on women in malls with cell phones saying that they were going to die alone. That's the same man that died on top of a woman allegedly taking a Red Bull and a Viagra. Now y'all want to tell me, oh, well, he had cancer, his heart wasn't good, and all this stuff. Well, I don't know any doctors that if you had some cardiologist issues, I don't know a cardiologist that's going to prescribe you a drug that literally gets your you know, veins and your blood pumping through your heart. I just don't know a doctor that's going to prescribe you that. And then drinking battery acid in a can on top of that, that you can get your two-pump chump on. I just don't know anybody that's going to do that. Y'all are sick. I told y'all before, I'm still waiting on the march for all the black women that have died at the hands of black men. I'm still waiting on the march of black men organizing these things. Why don't y'all start a march called, you know, Black Men Suffer in Silence, and you guys go and you march for all the black men that killed those women on these Facebook Lives. That's, find something better to do than to tell black women that we should be ashamed. Not we, because I don't say anything against the man. Like I said, I hope he rests well. But what I'm saying is don't tell other women. Not the ones that he scorned, because some women didn't give a damn enough either way. But don't tell women that because they were in a specific group of people that he hurt, that they shouldn't give a fuck about his death, because they shouldn't. How you going to tell somebody how they should feel and they should have respect, and he had no goddamn respect for them at all? You sound insane. You sound crazy. You know, you guys are out here acting like, you know, this man... just that they just got offended. You know, no, he said it like it is. And what you guys did was you made this man your martyr. You made him your prophet. You made him your king. And now you have to deal with the harsh reality. Who's going to lead you now in your hatred of black women? I'm afraid. Is it going to be Derrick Jackson and his bonnet helmet wife cult? Is that who it's going to be? Which I did a show about him years ago as well. Do you not understand black women? Let me speak to you directly. You are preyed on and not preyed on. You're preyed on and not preyed over enough. And you guys have to get out of the mindset that there is a black man that is coming to save you, because if it ain't your daddy and sometimes that's your abuser, that ain't it. You guys have to learn to protect yourself. You know how I protect myself? I stop listening. I disengage. I will not sit there and allow somebody. I will not call. People always said they called him Mr. Stay in Your Lane. Well, I've been Miss Stay in Your Lane since 2013 when my book came out. This podcast is almost 9 years old, so there was no, you know, copyright issues with that. But, you know, I just feel like if I said something that hurt the male population, I don't expect them to mourn me when I'm gone. If I am giving you a problem, I'm going to give you the solution in that as well. Okay? Say, hey, I didn't like that he said this. And I believe I did say that in my show. As I said, you know, I didn't like that he said this, and perhaps if he wrapped it like this. And I'm not saying wrapped in bacon, turkey bacon to be specific. What I'm saying is that the way that he spoke to those women, they're already in a bad space. And some of those women really did come to him for help. Asking a woman to rate themselves, sir, have you seen yourself? Have you seen the bell pepper nose on you? Have you seen the ultra perm in your hair? You can't talk to people like that. That's how I knew the motherfucker didn't have a job. Okay? You have to be at ease and in terms with the fact that, you know, people can, you know, disagree with you. But there are people that I disagree with that I still respect, that I would still send flowers to, that I would still say, you know what, this motherfucker be, you know, doing this, this, and this, but you know what, I still understand it. This person I didn't understand, but what I did see was basically child run, the wounded child, warrior that's trying to fight his way out of things, and he just never gets it right. And so the irony is that the person that he most likely loathed the most is the person that had to come identify him and lay him to rest. If this is a lesson in anything, it's a lesson to, and especially on Mother's Day. If this isn't a big F you to his mom, I don't know what it is, because this is where it all started. We are all just wounded children walking each other home. That's all we are. You don't fix these wounds in adulthood. You just keep repeating the cycle. Have you ever heard the terminology when people say life is just like high school? That's because you didn't do your shadow work. You didn't do your shadow work, you know? And then you go out here and you start hurting other people that remind you of the people that hurt you. What a terrible way to go to you know, you didn't even have a good relationship with your ex-wife nor your daughter, all women. So what that says to me as a healer and as somebody that wishes that black people would get together and heal, and so when you're creating hate mongers out of black men that are supposed to love us, no, I can't get behind that at all. I really can't. And so I stopped listening. I disengaged. And a lot of you didn't. And you let that bother you. And it bothered a lot of women. And so that's why you're sick. If you tell women that they should have listened to him, and who are you? Who the fuck are you to listen to? A lot of you men that, you know, tell women that they should be humble, you really don't have anything to be humble about, because being humble requires you to be great first. A lot of you Negroes ain't that great. So why are you telling somebody that they should be humble and you're not that great? You try to humble black women all the time with these facts and figures, and none of it is statistical analysis that really is even valid. Okay? I hope this man is resting well. I hope he's not turning in any grave, that his mama had to be the one to come get him. I pray that his legion of doom finds a different martyr that is healthier, that is going to start loving black women or finding ways to heal so that they can love black women in a better way than what was exhibited by Mr. Kevin Samuels. Because it breaks my heart to know that I truly believe his mother was the abuser. And I don't care if Ms. Hattie Mae come in, you know, in there looking like she was the most innocent of them all and so on and so forth. Something happened to that man. And I don't feel sorry for him, because, like I say, we all grown. You 56 years old. The therapy is there for a reason. But I truly believe that he could have gotten help, and he chose not to. He chose to transmute that pain into more pain. And so, unfortunately, he met his demise sooner than maybe what he could have. But at the end of the day, do not tell black women that they should have respect for people in death who didn't have respect for them in life. And I'm going to leave it at that.
No more promos, no more photos, no more logos, no more chocos. We on Bezos, we get payrolls, trips to Legos, connect like Legos. Make this final, make this my eyes closed. Burn false idols, Jesus disciples. I can feel your pain now, I done bled my vein now. New level to game now, simulation change. No more problems. problems. No more argue, no more asking, who really are you? I know the real you, you know we feel you, you know he hears you, you know we with you. Straight from Beirut, Chicago, Beirut, you pray, we pray too, you pray, we pray too. Never too late for him to save you. This show, movie, cause no one could play you. Devil, lay down, devil, lay down. This, that level, make devils pray now. Hold up, no peace, hold up, police. Don't call police, just stay focused. Pray for new life, pray for new breath. Hey Lord, make sure it's safe for who's left. Know you can't find a place to rest. Know the Lord, my bulletproof vest. When we survive, know that we blessed. Say my people.